This is episode 2150 of the Who Cares News for Friday, February 11th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It's time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
Well, I think we have our new national nightmare for 2022.
Really?
Wow. Yes, I always get so excited
it's
with
early.
National Nightmares.
It's early in the year. This is awesome.
I know, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yesterday, BuzzFeed made some damning allegations about the work environment on one of Oprah's friends.
Uh-oh.
The Dr. Phil set.
No, really?
Which I can't believe is actually still on.
Yeah, I can't.
That included claims from current and former staffers over experiences of verbal abuse.
Really?
Fear and intimidation while on the job.
Wow. This is like Ellen.
I know.
Smacks of Ellen. There will need to be three producers quit, and the host will have to go in and into a meeting and apologize to everybody.
Now,
and then not apologize on the air.
Exactly.
Just like Ellen.
Now, past and present employees interviewed said that none of them had ever witnessed Dr. Phil personally engaging in abusive behavior, though they claimed it was common for senior staffers to yell and berate others. You know, other allegations included experiences of racism and
biases. No, there's no room for that in Hollywood, people. Come on.
So now, right now, Dr. Phil is supposedly clean in all this.
Well, but you know, so was Ellen.
Right.
It's going to come out. Toxic workplace.
This is just first blush.
Toxic workplace. And the management yelling and berating people? Come on. There's no room in today's workplace.
Representatives for both Dr. Phil and his show denied the allegations and accused BuzzFeed of publishing a clickbait story.
A clickbait story.
Clickbait.
Huh? Clickbait. So what do you think? National nightmare. So what do you think? Do you think there's going to be heads will roll?
I think it's possible.
And what do you think about Dr. Phil?
Because there's still plenty of crappy bosses out there.
I know, but I don't get this. I mean, it's like, you work on a show. There are 250 people that work on this show. This is not something where you got a star and a couple of camera people.
Right.
There's a whole staff. They have office buildings for each of these shows. The longer the show is on the air, the more people that work on this show.
Again.
And this
there's
is
a
ridiculous.
Lot of idiots out there.
I got that, but I mean, it's like,
who don't see beyond their own nose.
But I always thought Dr. Phil was actually the one behind some of that stuff. I would think, you know, because I don't think he's all on the up and up. But, you know, he's also been on the air forever, and it's time for him to move on. I don't think anybody's going to miss Dr. Phil. If you're a Dr. Phil fan, don't write letters.
Well,
but I don't think anybody's going to miss him. Here in Los Angeles, I don't even think he's on one of the main stations anymore.
No?
I think he's like on Channel 13, which nobody watches, and I think it's on at 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, seriously, I don't think he's got a big following anymore because I think he's pissed enough people off with his attitude. I don't think he berates guests. But he can be mean to him, from what I've seen. He calls it tough love. That's what he calls it.
Hey, people.
He's no Drew Barrymore, damn it.
Hey, people can't handle tough love, and sometimes you got to do that.
I love the new promo for Hillary Farr's show on HGTV. I'm a little short on the sugar.
You know, what is it? Love it or list it. You know, I was taken in by all that in the beginning, and then it's like, this is so made up.
Oh, yeah. It's totally made up. It's so fake. But she's got a new show. It's called Tough Love, and that's made up, too, probably. Oh, now we're going to get in trouble for saying that.
Well, Kim says she threw her phone in the ocean so people could reach her while she was in the Bahamas with Peter Davidson.
Are you kidding me? She threw her phone in the ocean?
That's what she says, anyway.
Oh, man. What's she going to take pictures with? What's it? I saw selfies.
Right.
I know she's got burner phones. Maybe she threw the burner phone.
She could just not look at her phone.
She could give her phone to her assistant, turn off the ringer, and not know when anything's happening.
Please,
and
then put this on. Do not disturb. All right, so Pete's girlfriend, because that's what we're going to call her.
Oh, we're going to call her Pete's girlfriend. I like that.
Because
you know, he said.
Because he's opened up worlds to her. Yeah, that's so she
But
says.
He never used her name. He said, you know, chill and hang with my girlfriend. You know, she's got a name, Pete. She's got a name.
Well, he had apparently been forced to change locations from the Dominican Republic to the Bahamas last minute.
Oh, my, my.
After Kanye got wind.
Oh, stalker yay. Yes. Okay, all right.
Stalker, oh, I like that. Like, no, stalker yay.
He's like, he won't leave her alone.
Now.
This is not good. I mean, it's not funny either, but it's not good. I mean.
No, because.
It's not going to end well, is my my thought. You know.
Especially if he's not on his meds.
I know, but he's saying he's not off of his meds.
The sources
Everybody's
say,
accusing him of that, but he says no.
Sources say he was hell-bent on pursuing Kim after finding out where they were headed.
This is scary, man. Well, you know, he threatened to, you know, he threatened him. Threatened Pete Davidson in a song.
Well,
but
I was in the Bahamas. Because I asked him.
You asked him what was happening?
Yeah.
Okay. This and what did she say?
Well, I'm going to tell you what she said.
Okay.
I'm going to let her tell you.
Oh. Okay. Come on in, Kim.
Well, I was in the Bahamas, and the people I was with said, we're on effing vacation.
Effing vacation.
We
you know,
haven't been on vacation in a long time.
And what?
Then
in a week?
They threw their phones in the ocean.
Oh, my God. They all threw their phones in the ocean.
And then, go on, Kim, go on.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I was like, what? What? What?
What? What? What?
Am I allowed to do that?
Kim, I don't think you need to ask permission. I think it's okay. It's your phone.
Well, evidently, Kim was forced to get a new phone number after throwing her device into the ocean.
Right.
Why would she have to get a new phone number? You have to get a new phone number.
Maybe she wanted to get a new phone number so that Kanye doesn't have it.
Oh.
See, this is the thing. But she's co-parenting, so
yes,
I
but
think
she has people.
She has people. He's got to reach out to her people.
Yeah.
I don't think these guys have spoken in a while. This has not been friendly at all.
It's
no, they did. They spoke at the Met Gala, right?
When was
and
that?
He went to, and Kanye followed her to SNL, and then Pete Davidson kissed her, and he thought it was all innocent because it was part of the skit. But no, they were playing tongue hockey backstage. I mean,
well, that's kind of when it all started.
It all started there.
It all started on a magic carpet.
A whole new world, you know.
A whole new world with Pete Davidson.
You know, if I'm going to play tongue hockey with somebody, it's going to be Halle Berry. I'm just going to put that out there right now, okay?
Oh, big surprise. Kim's not even surprised.
No, she's not.
I'm not surprised.
More Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.